while I kiss the sky.
Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. It's very funny. So my brother, we joke about this song because my brother is a proud gay man, and he listens to that song and says, "Excuse me, while I kiss this guy."
Yes,
it's very funny. So shout out to John. Yes,
I love it.
Go on some tangents here. Madeline Somerville is joining us for Maddie's Hot Take, commentator extraordinary. I'm so glad that you're here because there are some questions and some perspectives that you are an expert that is uniquely positioned to kind of handle some of this information. So
thank you.
We talk about messaging and some of the stuff that just like gets under my skin that the Republicans do use.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from like just saying the Democrat Party instead of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Some of the terms like Jim Jordan was on CNN doing the State of the Union stuff and saying, everyone knows that Trump didn't do anything with Epstein. Like the, like all of those. Yeah, he said that. It's true. Yeah. Like how dumb do you think we are? But the degree that they gaslight and like the little things, because I'm in sales and presentation is everything. Even the littlest thing like the Democrat Party versus the Democratic Party.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit or a lot of it?
Yeah. Yeah. So Trump is the king of messaging. I think that's how he won the election both times, because he is absurdly good at it. And for somebody like me who studies persuasion tactics and messaging, I mean, I see through all of it. That's the reason why I started doing this, was because I was like, no, now I know all of the hidden stuff that allows the bad guys to win. And like, obviously, you know that it's subjective, but not really. Like,
yeah, right.
And like, I see through it, and I want people to be able to see that and understand it. He is infinitely better at it than the Democrats. Infinitely better at it.
So why do they do the things like that? Like saying the Democrat Party?
Oh, because it aggravates liberals and it's fun for them. They're trolls. Like they are trying to get under our skin, because it's like, remember in the State of the Union when he pointed at he pointed at our side and he was like, these guys are crazy.
Yeah.
Right. That was the whole point of
bad for America. You know? Yeah.
Right. That was the whole point of the commercial, like the trans commercial last year. It wasn't that like, that was the number one thing he was running on, because you would think that that's what like your top commercial would have in it. It was because in their minds, it characterized Democrats as crazy, right? It characterized them as, or us as, having a different like thought process, different values that other people that they couldn't even relate to, right? And like, we could have just as easily had, you know, like a Bible commercial or something where, you know, Jesus says love thy neighbor, where
it's pretty clear about that stuff. Yeah,
right? It's like very clear. Like super clear.
Yeah.
And it's so funny when people are like, that's not what he meant. I'm like, yeah, but that's what he said.
You're right.
Well,
right. Yeah. No, I have relatives and all of that kind of fall into that category too.
We all do, you know, but he's exceptional at it. And he, like, I could give you an example, on immigration. So every single time that I could possibly find, right. And I spent weeks doing this research. I could not find a single time where he brought up illegal immigrants, and I couldn't find a time when he brought up the word immigrant where he didn't also say they're rapists, they're murderers, they're criminals, they're emptying their mental prisons and mental institutions. He, like, that's repetition. He says it over and over and over and over again, to where now if I show you a fact where it says actually less than 1% of illegal immigrants in this country have ever been arrested for a violent crime, like, people, they can't even process that,
right?
Because all they've heard is that cognitive association, and trying to break that after you've heard it a million times, it's the same way like an abuser treats someone who they're abusing. Like, you tell them that they're, you know, terrible a million times, they'll believe it whether it's true or not. And so, I mean, that's the flood the zone tactic. He's just, and that, like, when he's standing up there showing pictures of all these criminals, right? that exists, it's like, okay, well, actually less than 5% of the people who are currently in ICE detention have ever committed a violent crime, right? He's trying to control the narrative. Like, this is why we're doing this. These people here. And
the worst of the worst.
Right. And the reason why is because it allows people who believe him to put the humanity of the people who are being affected out of their minds. So where right. They don't have to even think, they don't have to consider what they're doing is wrong, and they don't have to consider that real people are involved.
So how do, like, and I know this is probably, you know, a discussion for the next segment, but like when Democrats struggle with, because they did struggle with like the trans debate.
Yeah.
You know, and in reality, that's like not even 0.1% of the athletes that are playing in college or high school.
Yeah.
But then they made Riley Gaines this hero who, you know, they think that they made it look
right.
like there are trans athletes kicking the bleep out of all the girls out there.
Yeah.
How do you fight that?
I mean, it's
because
it's,
the facts and the laws are on our side. So like,
absolutely. Well, I think that the Republicans don't own the phrase, like, they don't own freedom. Right. I don't understand why we don't get to capture that back, because having personal freedoms is also an element of freedom. I don't know yes. why they've laid claim to that word. We need to take it back. Like when I was in the Georgia legislature and I was writing speeches, nobody listened to me. But I was like, if they have the faith and freedom breakfast, let's have the hope and liberty breakfast. Right. We care about those things, too. It's just a reframe.
Right. Yeah, that's yeah. We're talking with Madeline Somerville from Maddie's Hot Take. We're going to continue this discussion. And talk about trust in institutions and all those wonderful things coming up right after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stick around.
Just the end of time.